Better. Everybody say it better. So this is just an in-between message. It's not a series. I took it from a series, but grabbed the one message I wanted to kind of head us into the new year. It's an opportunity for us to kind of just think about where we're at, think about where God would have us to be, and think about how do we get there. Too often we get to a point in our life where we're like, this is just what it is. And I'm stuck in this kind of a rat race, right? I wanted to give you a Sunday message to make you just take some thought before we enter into this new year. I thought we'd start by playing a quick game. Is it full? Got this beautiful glass jar, and I got to be very careful. I've got these two rocks, two big rocks. Everybody say big rocks. So what we're going to do is I'm going to place this big rock. Don't break it. Don't break it. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay, good. Good. Big rock one. Big rock two. Is it full?
No.
Good, you guys are on top of this. So we got our big rocks, and then we got, oh, it was hard getting all this stuff in here in the first place. But I've got some more rocks. Let's try some of these. Sorry, one got away. You know, the deacons are going to start complaining about how much work they got to do to clean up after everything I do. All right. Is it full?
No.
All right, and you're going to say no the whole time. I know you are. Okay. So we got the little rocks, and now we've got some sand. Let's do this. All right. Let's see. It's like we're making a cake. This is how guys make cake. Rocks and sand. Is it full?
No.
You're just going to say that no matter what. All right, let's try some more then. All right. It's a fun game for me to play. You're just at the watch. All right, now, is it full?
No.
Nuts to you guys. Well, then we can take some water, right? And oh, sorry, deacons. Right. Oh, no. This needed to be washed anyway. Oh, no, it's all over the place now. It's running all over the place. Is it full? You're getting there. We'll give it some time, right? We can keep adding some more, right? We'll just keep trying and we'll keep trying. It's making a mess, pouring all over the place. Oh, we'll call it full, but I'll keep coming back. There we go. It had to be washed anyway, I'm telling you. We used this on Christmas Eve, so it had wax all over it, so we'll get that all cleaned up. You might have seen this or heard the illustration before, but I want it to be a visual thing for you today. And obviously, this jar that we have here is your life. And the question is it full? I don't know why we tend to do this, but we tend to overextend everything. And we tend to keep saying, it's not full enough yet. It's not full enough yet. And we keep adding, and we keep adding, and we keep adding. My question for you today, for a better new year and a better you, do you have your priorities right? Do you have your priorities right? Let's talk about it from Scripture. I'll have you guys turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. We're going to read 28 through 34, Matthew 6, 28 through 34. You can get it on a gadget. There's copies of the scripture underneath some of the seats if you want to look it up that way. I didn't give them the scriptures today, so I don't think there's anything on the screen. So not on them. That was on me. But we can look it up. I love it when you use your own Bibles. Matthew 6, 28 through 34. And this is, by the way, in Jesus' masterful sermon. Again, I think Jesus doesn't get enough credit for his preaching. Multitudes stayed. Now, I know he was doing miracles, and there was a neat show, and everybody was kind of, they weren't true followers, they were there. But they stayed and listened to him talk. And quite often, what he was doing was preaching. And this is from the famous Sermon on the Mount. And in this little section of it, Matthew 6, 28 through 34, it says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. And here's the key verse. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray together. Would you pray this prayer? God, since there's something you want me to hear, I'm willing to listen. God, since there's something you want me to hear, I'm willing to listen. And God, our prayer is that you would be glorified, that anyone hearing this message would be edified, and that Satan would be horrified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm not going to apologize, but some of you are going to walk away saying that was a very simple message. Some of you might even smirk and say it was a sermonette. I don't care what you call it. If we're not doing it, we ought to talk about it. And if we're not doing it well, we shouldn't just gloss over it. Actually, I think there's some key things that God tells us, Jesus himself tells us we should do, and we act as if it was a great suggestion. And I'm here to tell you that when Jesus was giving this Sermon on the Mount, he said to them, but seek first the kingdom of God. What does that mean, to seek first the kingdom of God? And you need to know the context. That's why I didn't want to give you just verse 33. The whole context, he's talking about what we wear, what we eat, and what we drink, the necessities. And he said, but first, seek the kingdom of God. Put a priority on God. What's the first thing I put in the jar today? Big rocks. Everybody say the big rocks. You know this illustration, and you know where I'm going. I could keep trying to add water to this thing, let it seep in and fill every crack and crevice. And that's kind of our problem. We tend to fill our lives with so many things. Now, the only thing I'm going to define for you are the two big rocks. I think the two big rocks that need to be part of your life, God gives us those. They're not what you need to determine. All the rest of it, you need to determine what's a little rock. You need to determine what's sand. You need to determine what's the water. And you need to determine about what you put into this life. Because most of us, I'll say me too, get the sand and the water and then some little rocks. And then we find out there's no room for the two big rocks. Here's the point of today's sermon. I'm going to give it to you at the beginning in case you just want to leave early. The whole point of my sermon today is, you got to put the big rocks in first, or you'll never get them in. And this sermon might seem simplistic to some of you, but it's hard to live out. We fill our lives with so many other things. Some things are good, some things are wasted time, but we fill our lives with so many things, and then we say, oh no, God, and we try to shove him in when there's no more space. That's what Jesus was referring to here when he was talking to the multitudes, saying, why do you worry? You worry so much. Like the pagans, they're running after daily food, daily clothes, daily grind. And isn't that the truth? I believe the church sometimes acts more like pagans than pagans do. And we know God, and we know what he tells us is important. So what are the two big rocks that we've got to put in first? Well, let's give you the first point. You already should have this. Big idea today is better priorities. Number one, seek God first. Everybody say first. If we don't seek him first, he'll never fit, because we will fill our lives. Somebody help Pastor Don out. I'm not the only one, right? How many of you have filled your life too full and it's overflowing at times and it's out of control? Amen. I know. I had time to be thinking about heading into the new year. My body's a wreck. My back is terrible. I am in pain 100% of the time, every day. And I'm thinking, why is it like this? Well, I think it's because of choices we make. And we put ourselves in positions to be way out of whack, both spiritually, physically, socially, relationally. We don't put the priority where the priority needs to be. And we ought to pay attention when God says, seek first the kingdom of God. I'm not telling you to only put the two big rocks in. We're going to have to do other things. Work is important. Family is essential. I'm not saying that other things don't fit in this life, but I'm saying is you've got to put God and keep his kingdom first priority. If you do that, I'm going to tell you something. Here's how it works out. When you put God first and you put the big rocks in where they need to be, other things tend to work out better. Are you worried about work? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God? It might help. Are you worried about your relationship with your wife or in your home with your children? Well, if you seek God first, those things play themselves out better because you're seeking God. Does that make sense to you? We don't put God in the right priority. We put him last and we try to fit him in, and we've got all this other stuff that have edged God out. Number two, we're going to look at Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Love God with all you have. Everybody say love. Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. Hearing that, Jesus had silenced the Sadducees. The Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all the prophets hang on these two commands. What are the two big rocks? Love God, love people. Love God, love people. Say it with me. Love God, love people. Those are the first two rocks that need to go in your life. You put them as a priority. I need to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And I need to love people more than I love myself. And you get those two rocks in, and then you've got to put in the little rocks and a little bit of sand and a little bit of water. But it all works out much better when you've got the big rocks first. And we don't leave them out, because you'll never fit them in if you've edged God out. I love this passage. Jesus was tested. You know, the Sadducees, they had a whack at him. But then the Pharisees, they're experts in the law. And an expert of the law, even a more expert than the other experts, he got to test Jesus. And they're just trying to trick him. You know that. They're trying to trip him up. There's all sorts of people there listening, different groups of the Jewish sects, and they have different priorities. And don't forget that at this time, the law has been given, right? Moses gave the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. They weren't satisfied. They wanted to know, well, exactly what does it mean to keep this up? Exactly what does it mean to love your neighbor? What I mean, and so now they ended up with about 386 laws, right? It expanded as they clarified. And some groups thought that this law was more important. Some groups thought this law would be more important. And so this expert in the law knew that he could trap Jesus by saying, which is the most important? Which is the greatest? He knew no matter what Jesus said, everybody would be upset. But Jesus didn't hesitate. He comes back with this beautiful saying that we know, we've heard many times, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Nobody could argue with that. Those are the big rocks. The big rocks that need to be prioritized and put in first before we try to fill our lives with all the other things. Jesus made it clear. Love God, love people. That's the center of the mark. I call that the bullseye. Now, Christianity is not about earning salvation. Salvation is a free gift. If you've accepted God and by faith, and you've asked him to forgive your sins, you are saved. You don't need to earn anything. However, once you become a Christian, you are to live your life a certain way. And here's the bullseye. God gives us the clear bullseye. Jesus told us, what's the most important thing to God? Jesus is God, so he can answer directly. And he said very clearly, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, and love people more than you love yourself. Those are the two big things. Everything else hangs on these two things. Isn't that what I told you? Put the big rocks in first, then work, then family, then all the other things. They work better when God is the first priority in your life. Is that right in your life? Jesus gave us the bullseye. Thirdly, focus on the eternal rather than the temporary. 2 Corinthians 4 in verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. How many of you admit today that we get stuck up on the temporary things? Anybody get stuck up on the temporary things? We do. We tend to get caught up on what's temporary. It's like the weather, right? The weather in Michigan, you know the saying. If you don't like the weather in Michigan, wait a couple of hours. It'll change, right? And I've learned that too. Julie's grandma used to tell her, if something's going wrong and you're really upset about it, just give it 3 days. Don't overreact. Don't do anything. Just give it 3 days. It will change. We get so caught up on what is temporary. And this verse is a great thing for us. Fix our eyes not on what is seen, this temporary world, but on what is unseen, the kingdom of God. Since what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. This is a great struggle. And I think that's why sometimes we leave the big rocks out and we fill our lives with all the things in this temporary world. And there's a lot of things. Oh, there's stuff. There's stuff. Maybe there's more room. Maybe I can add this. What movie are we watching tonight? Where are we going to eat? And we just keep filling and filling with the temporary world. How invested are you in the kingdom of God? You know, they say if you really want to know somebody, get a hold of their checkbook. Now, that's not true because who has a checkbook anymore? Anybody still carry a checkbook? Anybody balance that checkbook? Okay, thank you. I see some people looking at me like, what are you talking about? My computer tells me what I got. And I know, we had this argument in the office. Melissa used to work at a bank, and Ted, he's very detailed. And they always are like, I don't, you know. I go to my online, do I have money? Yay, there's money left, right? If I could look at your spending over the last month, let's not do December. That's all crazy. Let's go back to November. Let's go back to November. If I could look at your balance and just see, what did you spend money on? You know, they say that what you spend is a good marker about who you are and what's important to you. Now, this isn't to guilt you. Listen, either you're giving to God's work or you're not giving to God's work. This is not a message about giving. But I'm telling you, there are some signs that really point out what's important to us. And I think we would all agree that there's a lot of temporary things that are more important to us than what Jesus has just taught us here. These three passages of Scripture: seek first the kingdom of God, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, and then focus on what is unseen. You know, this is a temporary home. We put so much emphasis in on it. I know we do. But it's a temporary home. And I think that's part of our problems as believers is we've forgotten about what's eternal because we're here and we see it. We can touch this. Right? We see a clock and we know how much time there is. And so we're very focused on what is in front of us, and yet what is unseen is the most important thing. How much are you investing in eternity? How much are you investing in eternity? The reverse of that would be, is it Saturday night when you decide whether you're going to put one of the rock, the big rocks in? Are we going to church tomorrow? Nah, let's just stay home watching online. If we remember. Are we trying to stuff it in after the fact? I want to challenge us this year, Oakwood. You're a great church, and you get it right over and over and over again. But I want to challenge you because I want to challenge me. A better year, a better me. Seek first God's kingdom. Before any of the other things, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. I'm telling you, you might not believe me, but if you do that right, men, you can learn to love your wife better. Wives, you can learn to respect your husbands more. Children, you might listen to your parents and honor them. And parents, you might not exasperate your children. At work, you do what you're required to do, and you do it to the best of your ability. You don't just give half an effort. See, all these things comes as a result. I think life is better when the result is I seek first God's kingdom, and I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And then all these other things, they'll be added unto you. God didn't say not to have these things. He said all the important things, all the needed things, the necessary, I'll make sure you have those. I take care of the flowers and the birds. How much more do I take care of my children? And yet we run around, leave God out, work hard as if it all depends on us. Seek first the kingdom of God. Now you're not going to believe this. That's it. Come on up, team. I decided to give you a Christmas present from me to you. So, a short message today. It was intended that way. I know some of you also might be saying, why is he playing and singing again? It just happens that this is the fifth Sunday. I don't lead and worship team anymore, but I do the fifth Sunday months. And wouldn't you know it, a fifth Sunday month ended up being in December. And so that's the only reason why I'm doing this today. And Pastor Ted is on vacation. That's why he's not here today. And so we're wrapping it up early so that you can go and think about these things. And hopefully start putting them into practice. Amen?
Let's do a couple of things here. Let me close in prayer. And then we'll stand up and sing this song. Stand with me as I close this in prayer this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to live this out. God, I know that it would be very easy to head back to our cars and say, that was short and that was simple. That was more of a sermonette. Well, God, until we do the simple things you've asked us to do, God, I pray we wouldn't try to do the more complex things. And God, may we understand that what was preached today is essential to do the other things. Help us to get it right, God. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.